Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Herb Tyler joins us now. Herb, LSU with a remarkable win. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, Herb, that these 2 weeks, the first two SEC games, the first two weekends in SEC play after the Mississippi State game in October would define the season. Well, Herb, I can tell you right now, other than that big monster, that elephant in Alabama, I don't know another ball club that LSU can't beat on their schedule.
Absolutely, man. Talk about a great win today and a great team win. And you hit it on the head when you said at halftime we went inside in that locker room and we got together as a coaching staff and we said, you know what, this is what they're doing. This is how we combat it. This is the situation that's going on. These are the guys we're going to put our trust in. We're going to let them play man-to-man, and we're going to eat them up, and we're just going to just let the dogs loose, right? And that's what you look for in a really great coaching staff who can come out and say, you know what, as we entered the game, our game plan wasn't exactly what we needed to be. And so we're going to halftime, and we adjust based upon what's actually happening. So that's right there, mm-hmm. right there, tells me 100% that these coaches are dialed in exactly what they're doing and where this team need to be. Now, we did talk about this 2 weeks ago, that going into that Florida game and this Auburn game here now was going to be pivotal. It's going to tell the tape of our season here. And what we've done the last two games is played Tiger football. We put on what a show defensively over the last two, let's call it the last two halves of the last two second halves of the game on defense had just really taken the game over. And then also when you touched on allowing field goal points versus touchdowns, that's huge too. Because remember before mm-hmm. the game, I said one of my keys before the game was for the defense to fly around the field and create turnovers some kind of way, or only allow the smaller points, which would be the three-point, field goals. With that being said, man, our guys played their hearts out. Everybody got needs to tip their hats off to not only Coach Ogeron, but both of the coordinators. And then I want to go ahead and give the Tiger fans a standing ovation, too, for supporting not only the current 2017 team, but the 2007 National Championship team at halftime.
Herb Tyler, former LSU great, is here with us. Herb, when you think about this too as well, in the second half, no scoring in the third quarter, LSU comes up big, the chalk punt return, and going back to the end of the first half, Herb, the shutdown on those three drives in which they get off the field on those third downs and force the field goals, that uh-huh. Russell Gage catch in the corner of the end zone, Herb, that was a remarkable play. They went in the half with that momentum, and they carried over into the second half.
That was a special play. Russell Gage is coming into his own, man. He's taking every opportunity that he's getting, and just making special plays out of it. That was a hell of a catch, I'm gonna tell you right now. And then once again, that stretch of just only allowing those field goals was awesome, man. I mean, you can't get any better than that. And then you go into the chalk return with the guy is phenomenal. He's getting better and better every week, and he's just showing up in every game that we need him to, especially the big game. So, the guys that we've all been waiting for to step up and to make plays and do certain things, guess what they're now doing? They're becoming comfortable. They're getting better and better every week in and week out. They're starting to understand the offense better. They're starting to understand their roles better. They're starting to become leaders. So these are the things that we've always been waiting for to happen. However, it takes time, just like I've been saying. And the time is now shifting. It's not here yet. We're not there yet. We're winning games and we're playing well and we're getting better and we're getting better. We still need to get better at a little bit better at the quarterback position. We need to just get be more consistent, and I think we just need to be able to be, I guess, more efficient in what we're trying to accomplish here. Outside of that, man, I think we're only going to get better. We're going to get the recruits in. We're going to get everybody in that we need. But this season, man, going forward, it's going to be exciting to watch the guys play every week, because you just never know what's going to happen. That's the thing. That's the exciting thing, like you said, about college football. It's not college week. It's not college day. It's a college football season. So each week brings on a different joy and a different challenge, and it's just very, very exciting to see.
Herb Tyler here with us, our very own Herb Tyler. LSU 27-23. LSU now 5-2 overall, 2-2 in conference play. One more big game before their bye week. They'll play at Ole Miss. Ole Miss 56-28 over Vanderbilt. I believe that was the final there. So another great quarterback they'll face. But, boy, Herb, when you talk about today, and it takes a while, we talk about getting in that game shape. You saw a little bit better performance today from Key. Obviously, you saw Jackson come up. But Jackson and Tolliver had huge games today and 11 pass breakups. The guy who led the conference in passing efficiency and percentage, completing 80% of his passes, was 9 of 26 today. LSU DBs had 11 pass breakups. That DBU title was ever so prevalent today, Herb.
You took it right out of my mouth, man. Yeah, DBU is what it is, baby, all day long. That's what they do. That's what they've been doing since I can remember anything about LSU defense and football. Those guys are doing exactly what we need them to do. They're coming to their own. They're playing. They're making plays. They're taking quarterbacks who have been playing really good over the past 2 to 3 or 4 weeks now, and we're making them look mediocre, you know, if at best, to be honest with you. I mean, these guys are long, they're fast, they're physical, they're intimidating, and they're not afraid of anything. So as long as they can continue to build their confidence in the manner that they are, then, man, the sky is the limit for these guys. So I can see, look, I can see a few more of those pass breakups becoming pass interceptions. I can definitely see that happening. So moving forward, man, I look for those guys to continue to have big seasons, and especially against Ole Miss, we're going to need them to show up big time because of Oh, Mr. Patterson over there is pretty good. I'm going to tell you that right now, firsthand. I've saw him before firsthand. And it's just a matter of us just playing our game and knowing that we can play with them, and then we can supersede with their play, with our play. So we'll see what's going to happen. But let's enjoy this Auburn game right now, man. I'm going to tell you, I'm psyched up, man. I'm stoked, man. I'm excited. My prediction was that we win 24-20, and we ended up winning 27-23. So, hey, I was only 4 points away, baby. We was ready to roll. So I'm enjoying it, man. I love it, man. I'm when I see the guys this week, I'm going to give somebody a big old hug.
That's my man, Herb Tyler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.